the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, where I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, let's do it, everyone. Here we go on this July 12th live broadcast. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. Great to be back with all of you. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern time, and from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, everything and anything in the world of travel is coming your way over our 120 minutes together today. Or put another way, as I like to say, the fastest 2 hours in travel is on. Well, a month from now, Mary and I will be sailing with Seabourn and Show Fans for a big Let's Go America Tour Alaska cruise. We actually have two remote broadcasts from up there in August during our travels that will be coming your way. Today, we're here in our New York area studio, and we have so much to get to. So, Mary, I'm just going to move us right along and say good morning.
Good morning. Looking forward to Alaska,
yes,
our next
we're
trip.
Getting ready for that,
yep,
for sure.
Inside Passage.
Rudy, you're back from France and your travels over there. All's well in St. Paul today.
Everything seems to be. If I'm looking outside my studio window, as they say, it looks no problems. The Mississippi River's flowing right by.
It's still there. That's good. Okay.
It's still there, right?
Okay, well, that's good. We haven't had any, you know, I don't think there's any droughts coming anytime soon. That's good news for at least
here,
in
no.
our parts of the world. All right, and listen, we've got Eddie. He's working with Bobby today at our network command center in Dallas. Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Good morning. How are y'all? I'm good.
Ed, we're not hearing you. See, Ed's working so hard.
He's working hard.
I
can't
hear
him. Multiple shows, multiple things.
Well, see, there must be. Oh, there you go. See, that's all right. Listen, it's that button that works.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Ed, I want to ask you this because, you know, certainly so many people in our country have been focused on Texas this week with thoughts and prayers after the tragic flash flooding there that took, you know, around 30 lives or more, I think, at Camp Mystic.
Yeah.
I'm curious if you have any connections to the camp or that area or have spent any time in Kerr County, you know, the part of Texas where this has happened. And for folks that don't know that, that would be, you know, west of Austin.
Yeah, I've spent some time down there. It's been probably a year or so since I've been down there. Really nice area, usually, right? Right now it's just tragic. I don't know anyone directly affected, but all around the area, all around San Antonio and that kind of thing. Now, I'm in country music, and George Strait has come up big, and he's got a big benefit he's going to throw down there in his hometown, which is Bernie, which is just right outside of San Antonio. So he's coming up big. People are chipping in and doing what
well. It's nice to see everybody coming together in this moment.
Exactly.
And I mean, you know, that girls' camp's been so important for so many generations.
Oh, absolutely.
So, tragedy. Well, it is. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Good to know that George is doing that, Mary.
Yeah definitely. All right. So, as you listen to our broadcast today, or maybe you find yourself looking for something to do this weekend, we would love it if you would go vote on our website, rmworldtravel.com. We have the latest travel polls are posted right there on the homepage. And now that we're past the July 4th celebrations from last weekend, we are now gearing up for America's 250 year-long celebrations. So the first question on the polls is, are you enthusiastic about celebrating America's 250th anniversary that's ahead? And the second question, are you likely to travel somewhere in the USA to celebrate America's 250?
Well, I'll tell you, we are going to wrap ourselves with the American 250 on the show.
We are going to be doing a lot. We'll have a lot of content.
You're going to hear a lot about that, absolutely, because we got to celebrate America for sure. So, all right, well, we've got about 5 minutes in this opening A block. We're going to jump into the Travel News Roundtable. So, as Mary said, do go vote in those polls. I got to tell you, I don't know about you out there hearing the show, but I am loving, it seems, more and more each day that we're getting messages from industry contacts or copied on news releases. They're all sharing positive, upbeat realities that are unfolding in our country. You know, for example, we now have a proven winner as our new FAA chief this week, you know, Brian Bedford. He was confirmed as the next administrator of the Federal Aviation Administration. He has more than 30 years of executive experience in aviation. Certainly, that's a very good thing. And we were off last week for the July 4th holiday, as many of you know, so we couldn't, you know, applaud Congress passing the big, beautiful bill. You know, we've heard from show fans at U.S. Travel, ASTA, and others all joining us in support for this major piece of legislation that's now been passed. You know, besides the clarity that it gives to Fuel America, some benefits I just thought, you know, that I've been going through this week that certainly we appreciate. you know, for small businesses out there, which includes a lot of travel agencies or includes a lot of people in travel, there's a section in the bill called 199A that now allows deductions, permanent deductions for small business to take about 20% of their qualified business income. It raises the income limits from up to $75,000 or $150,000 for if you're filing jointly. You know, 50% of the funding for the air traffic control overhaul that Secretary Sean Duffy has asked for, that's been approved, so Congress can now work on getting the other half. Another example, if you bought a new vehicle this year, or you plan to, right, you now get a tax deduction of up to $10,000 for interest paid on the car loans of qualified vehicles. Now, there has to be a car, van, minivan, SUV, pickup truck, whatever. It has to be a new vehicle. It cannot be a used vehicle. It has to be bought between 2025 and 2028, but the vehicle has to be for personal use. And the qualifier there is, this is all part of the Make America Great agenda, the final assembly of the vehicle must take place in the U.S. Okay, it doesn't have to be all American parts, but it has to finalize there. So a lot of good things going on, Mayor. We're hearing from a lot of people in the industry.
Yeah, so actually Rosanna Maeda with the American Hotel and Lodging Association also came out in favor for what it's going to do, the tax provisions for small businesses, including restaurants and everything. So good news there. So other good news, I'm sure a lot of people listening may have seen this after a pilot program showed that the Transportation Security Administration has the equipment and all the updated technology these days that's needed to keep airports and aircraft safe while allowing people to keep their shoes on. So DHS announced that travelers will no longer need to take their shoes off when passing through security at airports. Keep in mind, you may still be asked occasionally for layered screening. That's up to the discretion of the TSA agent. But as a general rule now, you will not have to take your shoes off through standard TSA screening. This is not TSA pre-check. This is for all passengers.
Yeah, now we have that. So we haven't been doing that for a long time.
Right.
But for all travelers,
we have TSA
pre-check. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
I like that very much. Rudy, you have to applaud that as well. No more shoes taking off at airports, correct?
Yeah, I want them to do it on hats, though, just so we can play that Randy Newman song, You Can Take Your Hat Off. Or You Can Leave Your Hat On, sorry.
You can leave your hat on, yeah.
But it does raise the question, is it degrading the value of TSA pre-check? You know, especially if they do the liquids, which we're talking about next.
I talk about it when I'm I think I'm going to talk about it later this show when I talk about facial recognition in airports. When I came back from Paris, you know, it's no use going to Global Options or having TSA pre. There is, because you have to have a picture taken if you get either of those programs, TSA pre or Global Options. But that picture is what gets you everywhere now.
Yeah.
So I came in from the country and I just, a guy puts a little flash on my face and goes, go. I don't even have to show me a passport coming back into the country.
Yeah, and just to call it global entry. Yeah. So just for people out there, global entry, not
global options.
What did
I call it,
global options? That's all right. But listen, it gives you options.
To your point,
but it gives you options, but you need global entry.
To your point, they are looking at, I don't know when they're going to do it, but they are looking at the liquid rule.
And, you know, I saw Secretary Noem this week. She was asked the question about why is this happening now? And she basically said, you know what, when we came in, we've been told to actually question everything.
Yeah.
And she goes, I asked the question. And she said,
and the answer was, we have the technology now.
But she was told, she said, nobody asked the question.
Yeah, well.
And what were you about to say, Mary? You were about to say something there, Mary. Yeah. Do you remember what you were starting to say?
Well, now we're going to break, she said. She was basically pointing to the clock.
Oh, no, that we have the technology now.
Yeah. Okay.
We didn't have it in 2006.
Six Flags Entertainment closing down two locations.
Yes, they are. So, all right, listen, after this sponsor's break, folks, RJ's in the studio. He's going to be here with the latest Open Road in about 25 minutes. Next, it's the Chief Travel Leader Conversation. Jared Seff's going to be here. We're back in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
You know something, everyone? Too many deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet, and Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's CAREY, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean weight loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. rmworldtravel.com has a direct link.
As America turns 250, we're not just looking back, we're going across mountains and music cities, monuments and main streets, because America isn't just something to remember, it's something to experience. Colette has been guiding travelers across the U.S. for over a century. Their tours celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make America unforgettable. So if you're ready to go, go with the people who know it best. Visit gocolette.com/United States. That's go, C-O-L-L-E-T-T-E.com/United States, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
True Home Security is having a system that's proactive, not just reactive. Old-school security systems only react once the damage is done. But SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry is different. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts with Active Guard outdoor protection. Protect what matters most and get that peace of mind today. You'll get 50% off your SimpliSafe system with professional monitoring. Plus, your first month is free at simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find that link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, as Mary and I reconnect with you from our New York area studio, we're rolling into the B Block, and today, well, that's the Chief Travel Leader conversation. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
Helping millions of travelers prepare for the unexpected, including so many in this audience across the country, they provide award-winning travel insurance with 24/7 emergency assistance. So whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, whether it's international or domestic, travel safe, travel smart, travel like we do with a plan from TravelGuard.com/carry.
You know, packing a Travel Guard travel insurance plan, it equates to successful travel, folks. It safeguards you against many unknowns that can create issues for you. They also offer wedding bundles, pre-existing medical coverage, pet bundles, rental vehicle damage coverage. Go get the customized coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry before you travel, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, for today's Chief Travel Leader conversation, we're about to focus on a successful 43-year-old travel hospitality company that employs around 10,000 people. It's the largest privately held corporation in Central Florida, where they're based, and they have operations in many states nationwide. We're talking about Westgate Resorts. Their Chief Business and Strategy Officer is Jared Saft, and he joins us now on the show hotline.
Jared, welcome to America's number one travel radio show. Nice having you here for today's Chief Travel Leader conversation.
Excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Appreciate you giving us a little bit of your time. So listen, there are many names in travel that carry extra meaning, but Westgate Resorts founder David Siegel is certainly one of them for sure. David was a true original industry visionary on many levels. His fingerprints are all over Westgate Resorts and your operations. Sadly, he passed back in April. You know, I know you've been with the company nearly 20 years now, Jared, so I want to start this off with you talking about your own interactions with David and the legacy that he's left for you and the Westgate Resorts team to carry forward.
Well, it's really hard to replace or consider how you would even think to replace someone like a David Siegel, and this industry is littered with visionaries and entrepreneurs like him. The reason I joined Westgate was David Siegel. The reason I stayed at Westgate for almost 20 years was David Siegel, and the reason I'll continue to stay is because I feel blessed that I had nearly two decades of time learning from him. And I think I know the roadmap he wants us to take for the next 20, and that's my job to execute on.
You know, Jared, I mentioned in your setup that Westgate Resorts is the largest privately held corporation in Central Florida, where the company has certainly made an impact for itself, and it's where you're based. And at its core, it's always been a family-owned operation. We realize with his passing that there's been some changes and all of that. But as you just said, his expectation would be a future growth roadmap. So what can we expect in the travel world from Westgate, whether it's new resorts, you're well-known for large amounts of restaurants at your properties and partnerships coming?
Well, about a month before David passed, we announced the largest geographic and the first international expansion in our company's history. And I was sitting in his house as we met with him the last couple of years. We'd have our meetings in his house. And I said, David, it's very exciting. Thursday, big day in the company. We're adding 40-plus locations, Canada and Mexico. And he said, that's great. What are you doing next week? Right. And so he was that way until the end. And I guess what I would say is we have our roadmap. We know what we want to do. He has spent a lot of time with his children, educating them on both the business as well as his vision for where hospitality and hotels and experiences and timeshare will go. And we have a really solid roadmap for what we want to execute on. And I feel blessed to do it now with the next generation of singles.
Well, I love that. The entrepreneur in me loves hearing that for sure. So I want to go in this direction with you because several years ago, I spent time with Mark Waltrip, your former chief operating officer, who's now retired. We were out at your Westgate Las Vegas resort and casino property. Some folks listening, they may remember that was the old Las Vegas Hilton there on Paradise Road. Certainly Elvis knew it well, right? But Mark and I were just communicating, as a matter of fact, back in April. Mary and I, we were down in Florida for the big Let's Go America tour Orlando surrounding the opening of Universal's Epic Universe with the show. You know, and as Mark and I, we walked through the sports book and other areas of that Vegas property, I recall him talking to me about the commitment that Westgate Resorts has to our military, our armed forces. So the U.S. Army just celebrated the 250th anniversary. The Navy's 250 is coming in October. The Marines' 250 is happening in November. Can you talk about ways Westgate Resorts supports our armed forces?
Oh, absolutely. Mark obviously was a veteran, and David Siegel was a veteran, and so many people at our company are veterans. We have great recruitment programs where we try to bring veterans and former military members to be part of our team. The highlight of the year, the primary focus of our Westgate Foundation, is actually our Westgate Military Weekend, where we invite 1,000 military families to come to Westgate Town Center, which is in Kissimmee, Florida, for a completely free weekend. Food, drinks, entertainment, concerts, room, board, everything is completely on us. We do it solely just to say thank you. And it started with David's vision. He believed that military families don't get the opportunity to take vacations the way civilian families do. You might be deployed, you might be on assignment, and so it's just one way that we've tried to give back to the people who have done so much for us and our country.
Yeah, well, it's just one way. You have many others, but it's a big way. I think that's terrific that you guys do that. So,
Mark was very proud of
it. Yeah, he was. So, Jared, last month, Robert and I were down in Virginia for the big Let's Go America Tour Virginia Beach event and live remote broadcast that we did. And we spent a day visiting nearby Williamsburg, and your property there, the Westgate Historic Williamsburg Resort, was hopping. And I mean, it was busy. So just curious, based on that, how's business overall this summer at your resorts across the country in general? And are there any specific locations where you're really seeing some strong demand currently?
Well, I'm glad to hear it was hopping because that means I get to keep my job another day. So that's positive. I would say across the board, we tend to skew toward drive-to markets. And we've been doing pretty well. Orlando was soft last year, but a lot of that we believe had to do with people waiting for Epic Universe to open. As soon as that opened, we started to see an influx of both our owners as well as general tourists into the destination. New York City, where we have a hotel, has been the highest ADRs and the highest occupancies since we've owned that property. And our Westgate Las Vegas property, which you mentioned earlier, is having a banner year, and groups are performing solidly. Transient guests are out there having a good time. And so people are just waiting to the last minute, but they still want to travel. And if the pandemic taught us anything, it's that travel is not a luxury, it's a necessity. It's part of who we are as creatures, as human beings, and we're just lucky to be in the business of helping people enjoy it.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit because, you know, now with the big, beautiful bill now passed by Congress and signed by President Trump, we're expecting it to fuel our already improving economy. I mean, it's exciting to see some of the things that are happening out there. That's good for Americans. It's certainly good for travelers. It's good for business owners like Westgate Resorts and others. So I'm curious to hear how you see things, Jared. And, you know, really, I also want to dive into this. How will the new no tax on tips or no tax on overtime provisions benefit your workers and company?
Right. Well, in hospitality, and this is not a Westgate thing, this is generally our industry, we tend to skew toward jobs that rely on tips. And the fact that our team members and industry associates and team members across the board will now have the ability to avoid taxes on that, we think is huge. And it's just one more way that we can thank and reward them for what is a very difficult job. My wife has a saying, like, if you want to know humanity, go work in a restaurant. You know, go serve people and be at their beck and call. And you'll find the good people and you'll find the not so good people. And unfortunately, sometimes for people in that space, they deal with it constantly. And so this is just one more way, I think, to reward people. Generally, as business leaders, however, we're looking for certainty. and there was nothing less certain than what tax policy was going to be at the end of the year. And so the ability to now plan beyond what's going to happen at the end of 2025, look, there's always going to be macro things going on. There's always going to be conflict zones in the world. But we need tax policy. We need depreciation policies. We need accounting policies.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Planning. And we have that clarity.
That fuels us.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, we have certainty and clarity for the next, you know, X number of years. And that feels really, really good. And so now we can sit down for the summer and really plan what our next steps are.
Well, I agree. And that's why I think as we move into 2026, we're in good shape. Really quick, we've got about 30 seconds on this. So I mentioned earlier about David's fingerprints all over the company. What's something you've brought to the company in your nearly 20 years with it?
Yeah, one of the things that I've focused on with David in the last, I would say, 7 or 8 years was diversifying the businesses that we invest in, diversifying the company generally, diversifying our partnerships, our amenities and experiences, you know, between owning a casino, which is fairly unusual for a timeshare company, to building water parks and restaurants and all these sorts of things.
Well,
that's been a passion.
Jared, listen, that's a good thing, and that helps when one business is down, the other's usually up. So listen, thank you very much for being part of our national broadcast today. We'll have to do this again in the future at some point. Our best to you and the Westgate Resorts team, and I hope you have a nice rest of the weekend, okay?
Well, thank you.
Jared, thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Anna.
Thank you, Jared.
You too.
Bye-bye. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, Mary. Well, good conversation with Jared. They got a lot going on there. And David, what a visionary.
Yeah.
Folks, as we head into our first sponsor break of the day, I'm going to share that the Destination Spotlight is ahead this hour, as is RJ with the latest Open Road. The Personal Connection, Right Stuff, and Museum Gallery are also coming your way. We're going to get to it and a lot more after this bottom of the hour break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Summer is time to be out enjoying every moment from sunup to sundown with the one accessory that makes this season even better. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry. Whether in the gym or enjoying the great outdoors, we love the 32 hours of battery life and multi-point connectivity, and at just half the price of other premium brands. So right now, get 15% off Raycon's best-selling Everyday Earbuds at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, C-A-R-E-Y, or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by HelixSleep.com/carry. Ever slept on a top-notch mattress at a luxury hotel or cruise ship when you travel? Well, if you have, I'm sure you loved it. There's so many things going right in America right now. Why not add sleep to that list? And to help you do it, our team has snagged you a deal to save 27% as the big July 4th sale has been extended to all of our show fans this week. A great mattress can make a world of difference in your life, and unlike a lot of mattress companies, Helix owns its own manufacturing facility. Each mattress is made here in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers and shipped directly from their facility to your door. This is terrific quality that's affordable. To learn which mattress works best, just take their sleep quiz and find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. Then this personalized mattress is shipped straight to you free of charge. If you aren't satisfied, they'll pick it up, and you can return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Helix offers a lineup of 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections. They also offer the Helix Plus, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and the Helix Kids mattress that's endorsed by child sleep experts. Those are just some of the reasons you won't get a better sleep than on a Helix mattress. And as a show fan, you'll receive a 100-night risk-free trial. And by the way, these mattresses have been named the number one mattress by GQ and Wired magazines and are recommended by many leading chiropractors and doctors as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. So this weekend, save 27% at Helix, that's H-E-L-I-X, helixsleep.com/carry, or as always, find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. If you've flown recently, you may have noticed
when you go through U.S. airports, that your passage through security has been speeded up. So is boarding. So is coming back if you are coming through immigration, flying back from the States from a foreign destination. Airline passengers are now in the era of facial recognition, and our next guest knows what's coming. Lisa Shoemaker is Senior VP at IDEMIA Public Security. It's a company that provides a whole lot of new technology for airports. Lisa, welcome to the show. Last week, I flew from Minneapolis, St. Paul to Paris and back. Facial recognition greeted me at security while departing the States, at my airplane's gate, and again when I returned to the States. No handing anyone a driver's license or passport and no typing stuff into some computer. How widespread is this technology at U.S. airports right now?
Yeah, thank you so much, Reed, for having me. So you likely enrolled in whether it be the Trusted Traveler Program, TSA PreCheck, if you are predominantly a domestic traveler here in the U.S., or if, like your trip to Paris, if you routinely are doing those international trips, a lot of passengers have enrolled in the Global Entry Trusted Traveler Program. Those are opt-in programs where you essentially like pay a fee and go through a background check to be able to have an easier, more expedited experience coming through security. And facial recognition is a key part of that technology. It's the reason why you take a photo when you're going through that enrollment, whether it be for PreCheck or for Global Entry. And then we're matching that back so that when you are traveling, which, you know, we're all about making that experience of navigating through the airport, navigating through the checkpoints, coming back into the country, we're all about making that a more seamless, frictionless experience for the travelers. So there's just an overall improved customer experience that folks, you know, have when they travel. And so you were likely experiencing that on both sides. And I'm so glad that it was an easy process for you. I also travel back and forth to Paris a lot. And when I come into Dulles and I'm greeted by the portal, the global entry portal there that IDEMIA makes with CBP, and it takes my picture and I'm able to process through without ever having to get my passport out, it's pretty amazing. Same goes for when I'm at the checkpoint, you know, the TSA checkpoint, traveling domestically across the country, like I did just a few days ago, coming out to Austin, Texas, and now in San Diego, where I am today, that checkpoint, the credential authentication technology that IDEMIA has developed with TSA is one of the greatest innovations that we've seen from, you know, the DHS agency and its components.
So that's how my face got in all those places. That answers that question. We only have about a minute left. You answer so thoroughly. Give me a percentage. How many major U.S. airports in the States now have this technology? And if you can do 15 seconds, has anybody raised any kind of Big Brother concerns over this expedited system?
Sure. Yeah, so the majority of airports, certainly the top tiers of airports that handle the most travelers, all have this new technology, the credential authentication technology at the checkpoints. So it's rolled out widely across the country. And then in terms of the Big Brother aspect, certainly this is an opt-in program. So anyone that has concerns about using facial recognition to navigate through the airports has the option of just telling the officer that you would rather do a manual check. It's an easy thing. There's usually signage on all of the machines, and you can opt out and do it the old way, totally allowable for any passengers.
All right. Let me just underline before I say goodbye that if you have applied for pre-TSA or global entry and you had your picture taken, which I vaguely remember I did, that's how your picture is now all over these systems that Lisa's been describing. Lisa Shoemaker is a senior vice president at IDEMIA. Did I pronounce it right? IDEMIA?
That's it. Security. You got it.
And that's where you can find more information, IDEMIA.com. I find it fascinating. Is more to come? You got 10 seconds to tell me yes or no.
Absolutely. We have a lot of things happening in the U.S. with the World Cup upcoming and the next Olympics, and there's lots of conversations around how to make travel even easier in the future. We're really excited about it.
Lisa Shoemaker, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back after this commercial break to talk a whole lot more about travel. Don't touch that dial.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
True Home Security is having a system that's proactive, not just reactive. Old-school security systems only react once the damage is done. But SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry is different. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts with Active Guard outdoor protection. Protect what matters most and get that peace of mind today. You'll get 50% off your SimpliSafe system with professional monitoring. Plus, your first month is free at simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find that link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors, because there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
You know something, everyone? Too many deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet, and Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's C-A-R-E-Y, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm RJ Carey. Thank you so much for sticking with us. Here we are back on the open road together. This portion of the program is sponsored by ShopMando.com. Now, the women in our audience are probably familiar with Lumi deodorant, and the same doctors behind that successful product have also created, go figure, Mando for men. Most of us men choose a brand and type of deodorant and typically ride with it for life, even when we know it probably doesn't work all that well. For guys who live in an active lifestyle, we need something better, and if it's healthier for us, then, right, it's a win-win. So that's exactly what we have now in Mando, and it's ready to tackle all other odors before they even start. Most men's deodorants just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but this stuff is powered by mandelic acid, and it's clinically proven to work all day long because Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Now, you can buy it in stores, but when you buy it direct online at shopmando.com and use code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, at checkout, you'll save an additional 20% and get free shipping. It's kind of a no-brainer. Those are savings that will not happen in stores. So join us, give Mando a go, and see why us guys are loving it. If it's not for you, well, they'll fully refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer, stop the stink, and get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY at shopmando.com, plus free shipping. You'll also find a link at armaltravel.com under sponsors. So this week, we're talking numbers, and we're talking about real money, buying cars, and specifically, Actually, why this summer may be your first real shot in a while, maybe even since before the pandemic, to come out ahead of the dealership. Now, car prices are not crashing. I don't want to worry anybody or perhaps excite anybody too much, but something's happening, definitely. And if you keep an eagle eye on several different streams of listings like I do, well, you can sort of feel it. And you can also feel it in the empty dealer lobbies and the quieting wholesale auctions. And the data, frankly, is starting to back it up for real. Let's start with the wholesale market, like I just mentioned, where dealers go to buy their cars, right? Now, according to Black Book, which is the valuation service relied on heavily by car dealers, wholesale prices are down nearly 0.5% per week right now for the summer. That's about double the typical summer slowdown when people go on vacation. In plain English, what does that mean? Well, dealers are paying less at auction, and that's a trend that historically rolls downhill. The retail side, what you and I pay, typically always lags behind a little bit, but we're already seeing signs. CarEdge puts the current national average for used car listings at $25,500. That's down from the post-pandemic peaks pretty drastically, and more importantly, flattening out after months of creeping upward. That plateau could be the start of a slow reset, as history has told us. Now, inventory is also a pretty big part of the story, dealer inventory specifically. Some manufacturers, especially domestic brands, are sitting on 90 to 110 days worth of new cars, meaning car shows up, it's been there for over 3 months. That's pretty bad, actually, by dealer standards, especially high-volume dealers. And when that pipeline gets full, two things happen. One, obviously, incentives start to come back. And two, negotiation is no longer a dirty word. It's right on the table again. I'm seeing everyday Chevy, Ford pickups, Jeeps, and even some luxury segments like Mercedes-Benz G-Wagons with discounts on the hood, which is something that we have not seen definitely since before the pandemic. And it's obviously the antithesis of the market adjustment dealer markup nonsense we've been fed for the past 3 years. Now, here's where it gets even more interesting. We're also seeing price softening in segments that were untouchable a year ago. The Ram TRX, Rivian electric trucks, BMW X7s, all showing more days on market and in many cases lower asking prices compared to just a few months back. These are cars that were impossible to get at MSRP just a year or two ago. That's not a coincidence. That's pressure building under the surface. Now, it's not all sunshine and bargain bins, right? There's still a little bit of turbulence on the horizon with auto tariffs, which has marginally pushed wholesale prices higher in a few categories, mostly foreign makes from Japan, but the fear hasn't trickled down to retail demand yet, and I personally don't think it will unless there's a major escalation on the trade side of things. The truth of the matter is, buyers aren't biting. That's what the numbers are showing us. And that's putting pressure on dealers to keep prices competitive, even as their cost basis rises. Loan rates are still a little tricky. We're hovering around 7% for new, 7.75% for used. So yes, monthly payments on a $40,000 car, it just isn't what it used to be. But that only makes negotiating the sale price even more important. Every dollar down up front is worth more today than it was 2 years ago. So where does that leave us? Right now, midsummer 2025 might be your best chance in over a year to make the numbers work in your favor. If you're sharp, flexible, there are deals out there. Not unicorns, not steals, but opportunities, and that's more than we could have said last summer and the summer before that. My advice, shop segments with high inventory, look for high volume trim levels, and don't chase the boutique stuff unless you're really ready to pay for exclusivity. If your summer plans involve 1,000 miles and 4 people in the car, now might be the moment to finally trade out your cramped crossover or a tired minivan. And with that, I'm going to leave it right there. That's it for this week's Open Road. I'm RJ Carey. Thanks for rolling with me. If you scored a deal this summer that you're proud of, shoot us a message. We'd love to get some real world buyer stories on the air. Obviously, just go to rmltravel.com/contact. But in the meantime, don't go anywhere. Right after this, we're back with a destination spotlight talking all about Hawaii, which, as you may know, as a listener of our program, we're all quite fond of here on the show. Again, I'm RJ. This is RM World Travel. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, already today you've heard our lively Open the Chief Travel Leader conversation, airport security talk, RJ with the Open Road last segment. And yes, I agree with what he said. We do all love Hawaii. Now, well, here comes the destination spotlight, folks, on America's 50th state. And this portion of the program is sponsored by GoColette.com.
If you love to travel like we do, but you don't like all that travel planning, well, we say go guided with Colette since 1999. 1918, they've been seeking out the best restaurants, activities, and cultural experiences so you get to delight in your destination without all that stress of making all those travel plans.
Head to GoColette.com to book your travels and go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel fun with them, okay? You can also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
In a few weeks, Robert and I leave for America's 49th state, and later this year in September and October, we're going to be back in America's 50th state. Off to that show hotline we go again today as we reconnect with Sherry Minor, CEO of the Hawaii Chamber of Commerce.
Sherry, welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you for having me again.
Well,
appreciate it.
You are very welcome.
Always a pleasure.
Well, same on this end as well. So, you know, Mary and I, we are looking forward to getting back to Hawaii in late September for 2 weeks. We're going to broadcast this show from Maui on October 4th, and I think this trip will be around our 10th time to the Hawaiian Islands. You know, we made a commitment 5 years ago, I don't know if you knew this, to bring the program to Maui for 5 consecutive years, and we will fulfill that this year. You know, to really help the island as it recovered from the pandemic and then the devastating wildfires. Certainly this audience knows we love Maui. The island of Hawaii is without question the place that, you know, we go to experience true Hawaii. We've enjoyed various travels there. Kauai is beautiful, great memories there. Oahu and Honolulu is probably the epicenter, if you will. How's travel and tourism doing these days in Hawaii, Sherry?
Well, you know, it's doing okay. You know, Hawaii is welcoming visitors from around the world, but you know, in during this uncertain times, it has made an impact, but we will continue to push forward and ensure that people all over the world know that Hawaii is here to welcome our visitors and to experience that aloha spirit.
Okay, well, thank you for your candidness there. So on this note, in terms of tourism and all of that, last month your governor signed Senate Bill 1571 designed to overhaul the Hawaii Tourism Authority. Last week, all 12 members of the current HTA board resigned at the governor's request. This is going to pave the way for really a reset and a move to more of an advisory committee. Now, I understand you have a very different role as the CEO of Hawaii's Chamber of Commerce, and your role is really functioning of the businesses and all that, but the businesses and tourism certainly go hand in hand. How do you see things developing, and will it benefit travelers, do you think?
Well, HTA has definitely gone through its challenges, and it also came at a time where our economy was also going through some challenges with the Maui wildfire, prior to that, the pandemic, et cetera. With that said, yes, it's definitely a shift. And a pivot in what it used to be. But with anything, having a reset or a fresh start, hopefully we can rebuild the confidence in HTA and lay out a good framework or groundwork to rebuild HTA so that it can continue its role to market or brand Hawaii.
Well, let's talk a little bit from this direction. So I was the chairman of our local Chamber of Commerce for several years, and I think we all have a civic duty to get involved in our communities when we can. The Hawaii Chamber of Commerce is celebrating its 175th anniversary in 2025. So, Sherry, can you talk about some of the positive impacts it's had on the island, your business community, and ways it's improved travel experiences?
Yeah, so like you said, we are celebrating our 175th anniversary. We are the second oldest chamber west of the Rockies, and we have such rich history starting from the day the organization was formed. It was very community-driven. In fact, the chamber started many organizations, including the Blood Bank, Mental Health America Hawaii Chapter, Retail Merchants, and Hawaii Visitors Convention Bureau. So when we look at the history of the chamber, the founders and subsequently the members and the boards, they helped pave the path because they recognized tourism as an economic driver and invested in this industry and continued to build it. And today we continue to support our many members, our 2,000 plus members, many of them who are directly connected with the tourism industry, but even indirectly, as they say, the dollar goes a long way, just because it doesn't happen right in the heart of a business, not in the heart of Waikiki or, you know, heart of Maui or the heart of center on Hawaii Island, or Kauai, Molokai, you name it.
Well, listen, it's a major accomplishment, and congratulations on that this year as you celebrate. We'll look forward to being a part of that later in the year. So, you know, as the nation gears up for our 250th celebration now, what's a reason you say travelers should come celebrate America in Hawaii in 2026?
Well, America is all about the diversity, right? The melting pot. There's so many stories of how local businesses, and people have come from all over the world to find that freedom for commerce and to start a life and et cetera. And Hawaii, I believe, is the epitome of all of that because we are a melting pot. We have this diversity. We have, you know, different foods and
well,
different types of businesses.
You absolutely do. Yeah. You absolutely do.
And what's unique is that we have the aloha spirit, as many say. And once you get off that plane, the air, it just brings you to a whole different level.
You do have the aloha spirit. Yes. I want to give the website, folks. cochawaii.org is the website that you can actually go and plan your own travels. Sherry, nice reconnecting with you today. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
Thank you so much, Sherry. Take care.
Bye.
All right, Mary, well, there's the report today from Hawaii and Sherry, the aloha spirit for sure. So looking forward to getting back there in about 12 weeks. I can feel myself relaxing right now just thinking about it. All right, well, I'll think about that over the next couple of minutes while we go to this top of the hour break. That's going to wrap hour one of the program for today. The next 60 minutes, about 7 minutes away. The Personal Connection, Right Stuff, and Museum Gallery are all still ahead. Don't forget, you can catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.